Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, this is Real Talk Radio, First Amendment Radio, Information Warfare Radio. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We cover real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Now, I want to hear from the listeners. You know, it comes out, the Pentagon says Bush is God. He is above all laws. He is allowed to torture. And now they're scattering around freaking out. They were all over the news years ago saying how good torture was. This isn't any surprise. What do you think about this? What do you think about the appointed counsel appointing the new president, who is a CIA terrorist, blowing up movie theaters full of women and children? That's Reuters. Is this democracy? You know, this is the real issue. These are the real issues, the things we're really facing. I got a bunch of other news on the police state front, on drugging of the children, and on how patriots just love hoaxes and just love disinfo. So does the general public. So I want to go over this Comet story that I told you was a fraud last week. Going to kill all of us, but some people didn't want to listen. Very childlike, there's enough craziness we can prove without having to invent some. And this has government disinfo written all over it. So we'll get into that as well. Right now, though, let's go ahead and take some more calls. Maureen, you're on the air. Then we'll go to Brian, Roberta, and others. And Maureen in Virginia, welcome.
Hi. I have to send out an SOS, please. Lynchburg, Virginia, tomorrow, beginning at 7:30 for 24 hours, they will be having the Marines mobilized for training in downtown Lynchburg. If anybody wants to go down and monitor what is happening...
Yeah, I'd love somebody to shoot some video of that and send it to me.
I know I will be there, but I don't know... I mean, it's like I have no idea who else in this area listens to you. Can I give my email address so anyone in this area could email me?
Sure.
And we could get together. It's Aranize, that's A-R-A-N-I-Z-E, at yahoo.com. And if you don't have a computer, my
phone... Ma'am, I don't want to give phone numbers out. No, we don't do that.
Okay.
Listen, yeah, I mean, they're having urban warfare training drills everywhere, admittedly, to acclimate us. Then they have the martial law in Georgia for the G8, body bags, thousands of troops, 20,000 police, black uniforms. This is all part of the ratcheting up. Now the top general is telling us how good martial law is. It's actually happening.
Well, it sounds like Major Keith Owens from the Lynchburg Police Department is the one that has approved this, or the police chief, Charles Bennett. But it's funny, just within the last week, I've given the Lynchburg mayor copies of the videos, and also probably within the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've given some to people in the police department in Lynchburg.
Well, there's nothing to be afraid of. I've been to 10 of these Marine Corps training drills at least, and just walk around with your camera, and at first they'll be there and raise the flag and hand out some hot dogs to the kids or some balloons or whatever, and then all of a sudden at night they'll come in, they'll blow up a building they've covertly rented, they'll fire live automatic weapons in your streets, there might even be some foreign troops with them, and it's all, and they'll practice taking over your city hall in most cases. Where are they saying the training's going to be?
Just in downtown Lynchburg. They gave specifics in the newspaper, but I don't get the newspaper. Somebody called me and told me that they'd heard this.
No, I had seen that a week ago. They were going to be doing that. We've posted all that. I don't have it in front of me. Okay, well, thanks.
Thank
tonight.
Bye-bye.
You bet. I hope people in Tennessee and West Virginia and Florida and Georgia and, you know, all these places will get video of this. But see, in the past, I would beg for it. You'd go out and do it. You know, now I'm so acclimated, I'm just like, more takeover drills. But I'm told they're getting even worse, more specific for the takeover. We'll come back, thanks, Maureen. We'll come back and talk to Brian and Roberta and many others, and then get into this stack of vital news. Stay with us.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now 8 minutes and 27 seconds into the third hour of this Wednesday edition. Let me hit a few more news stories, and we'll go to Brian, Roberta, Dave, Roger, and others. Folks should go into Lynchburg, Virginia, and they should help videotape the Marines doing their takeover drills of our cities. I mean, I have this on video in other parts of the country. Admittedly, with role players, I'm an American, no, not the camp, drilling, taking over the city halls. And this is to normalize it for the military, because they think, well, it's out in the open, it's in the newspaper, I mean... You know, taking over America must be normal. They're just normalizing it. See, they're normalizing all this aberrant behavior and then setting up FEMA to go after conservatives, Christians, libertarians. And then meanwhile, the average dumbbell conservative out there thinks, oh, it's for them Arabs. No, my friends. The target is the American people across the board. Now, I came across this article from ABC News, and again, it just normalizes this. Pills versus talking. When it comes to mental illness, see, now it's a mental illness, parents face dilemmas over medication, talk therapy. And what they're saying now, 1 in 6 young men has ADD. Why, we all have it and need the methamphetamine. When Chad Taylor noticed his son was apparently experiencing serious side effects from Ritalin prescribed by for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, he decided to take the boy off the medication. Now he says he may be accused of child abuse. And I mean, every week I see where they take people's children. They use this article because it's not as horrific, just to get you used to it. This is some type of crime. In February, 12-year-old Daniel began displaying some symptoms that his father suspected were related to his Ritalin use. He was losing weight, he wasn't sleeping, wasn't eating, Taylor told ABC News. So Taylor took Daniel off Ritalin against the doctor's wishes.
The doctor's the god.
And though Taylor noticed Daniel was sleeping better and had his appetite returned, his teachers complained about his return to disruptive behavior. Daniel seemed unable to sit still and was inattentive. His teachers ultimately learned that he was no longer on Ritalin. School officials reported Daniel's parents to New Mexico's Department of Children, Youth, and Families. Then a detective and a social worker made a home visit. The detective told me that if I did not medicate my son, I would be arrested for child abuse and neglect, he said. And now he's all involved in a lawsuit. More kids on antidepressants is a footnote. Taylor is among many parents facing a dilemma over whether to medicate children who suffer from mental disorders. By the way, the school teachers or principals make the diagnosis, then send you to the school doctor, and then it's also a big racket. A recent study by Express Scripts Incorporated, a medical benefits management company, found that antidepressant use among increased 49% among consumers younger than 18 years between 98 and 2002, almost a 50% increase. Preschoolers up to age 5, the study found, were the fastest growing use of prescribed antidepressants. Now, I used to joke, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago that when you go to the pound or when you go to the breeder and you buy a puppy, you know, a 3, 4-month-old puppy, and you take it home, you would think something was wrong with that puppy if it didn't soft bite you, if it didn't roll around on its back, if it didn't jump up and down and run around in a hyper fashion, grabbing, you know, a magazine off the table, shaking it viciously. Monkeys, apes do this. Baby lambs kick and jump and romp and roll and play. This is what mammals do. This is what all the history books say children do. This is what common sense tells you. And it takes discipline, training. They're cutting back the length of the recesses. They won't let children run because it's, quote, aggressive in many public schools. Nationwide, dodgeball has been banned. And they've cut the recesses back to about 15 minutes instead of 45 minutes, 30 minutes. And so this is the new system. And so they have Coke machines and candy bar machines in all the schools. The people are gobbling them. And then they have, they get all hyper, then they crash. They're eating that bilge in the school cafeteria. And so they go, you know, we need to put your child on pharmacological methamphetamine. We need to put them on a psychotropic. And they admit increased 15% increase in suicide. Ritalin, hundreds of medical reports, esteemed organizations, heart palpitations, brain shrinkage, retardation of growth, mental illness, 5 times more likely to end up using illegal drugs after being on Ritalin or Prozac. I mean, this is all out there. But now, if your child had illegal methamphetamine, basically the same molecule as Ritalin, they'd be arrested. But there they are pushing, and they go, well, you know, Ritalin makes a hyper child be calm. Yeah, because it burns their little brains out. Burns the little speed freak out. I mean, I know different families where the younger child isn't on Ritalin, and the older child is, and the younger child, 4 or 5 years younger, is bigger than their big brother. And the mother and father are both over 6 feet. I know another case where the older brother was never on Ritalin, and his younger brother is, and you know, he's a midget, and the family's big. But that's just my common sense. You know, I mean, I remember driving along in the car with my mother when I was like 4 years old, and she didn't want me to use drugs, and she was smart. So she said, look at that poor little zit-faced, you know, short guy standing there at the street corner. I guarantee you, son, he uses speed. Don't ever use speed. It'll make you short. It'll make you weak. It'll mess up your muscles and your body. Speed kills. Yeah, speed kills, all right. And, you know, that's how you keep your kids from using drugs. You point out what people look like who are on this stuff. And you know what? The kids that are on this Ritalin look just like that dope head. So we've got a government that has 10 million children on antidepressants, 6 million on Ritalin. 1 in 10 people in England are on antidepressants. 1 in 6 they're recommending for it here in this country. I mean, folks, I graduated from high school with a 99 grade point average. 99. I mean, it was ridiculous. I get my report card, 100, 100, 100, 100, you know, 99, 98. I was done with high school, and, you know, there in the last year. I was actually in high school 5 years. The first year after football season, I was drinking beer and partying and skipping school so much that I actually flunked the grades, you know that? But then after that, I straightened up, and my next to last year, I had like a 95-point grade average, and last year, I had like it was actually a 99. But again, all side issues. This is just my own personal experience. Clean cut, quiet, so quiet, because we lived in Dallas, and we'd moved down here. I just wanted to get out of high school. I had friends who were in college. I was real quiet, just sat there, did my work. People thought I was a police officer, a narc. Because 21 Jump Street, because, you know, I didn't talk a lot, I was just quiet. And, you know, I was pretty good looking, too. And so I was a teacher's aide first period. You know, I'd carry the notes around for the classes, and if people come to the office. And last couple weeks of school, you know, I told the story of how the school nurse hit on me. And then said, here's the doctor's card. Do you like speed? Do you like marijuana? Do you like drugs? And I said, actually, no, I don't. At that time, I didn't even drink anymore. Occasionally now I'll have a glass of wine if I'm eating Italian food. But at that point, I wasn't even drinking one beer a year. And I was so straight-laced. I go, no, I don't use drugs. And she's, you know, so she went through all this. And hitting on me, pushing Ritalin on me. You like speed? Speed's great. Why don't you get on Ritalin? And she was giving me this doctor's card. You know, she was in the principal's office, and she got pretty mad when I wouldn't, you know, oh, you're graduating. You want to go, you know, she knew I was 18. Oh, you want to go out? And she's pretty good looking. I was taken back by it. I was like, no. And so that didn't please her. And so we know that young mammals jump around or hyper, have a lot of energy. We know that this is going on. And I made the joke that, you know, why don't we drug puppies? Because they jump around and roll around and you know, soft bite you and you know, tear up newspapers, whatever. You know, they're mentally ill. Anytime you see a colt, a baby horse out in the field kicking its legs and jumping and having a good time and rolling on its back, that's mental illness. Let's drug them. Well, I just learned, and to show my ignorance, reading a Dog Fancy magazine, which I never read, my wife takes it, and then I talk to my vet, that millions of dogs and cats are on Ritalin and Prozac. If you're gone all day, and you're living in an apartment, and you have a breed of dog that's a herding dog, and it's freaking out, chewing things up, you know, you shouldn't have that dog. Well, your dog must be mentally ill. Let's put it on drugs. Your dog's mentally ill. Or then I found out puppies are being drugged. My vet says he gives out prescriptions all the time. The puppies rolling around, hyper, having jumping up and down. I mean, I thought that's why you want a puppy. It's fun. No, we drug the puppies now. Folks, I mean, talk about Brave New World. Any joke I make, any sickening statement I make ends up happening or already going on. You're not supposed to be on methamphetamines. You're not supposed to be on psychotropics, which are classified as hallucinogens. This is not how we're supposed to live. 1 in 10 in England, adults on this stuff. And those numbers have almost gotten there here. They have speed ads on TV now for adults. Oh, having trouble getting through the day? We've got this new speed. But then they'll SWAT team your house to get the exact same illegal form of the molecule.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Don't underestimate the urgency of the need to become self-sufficient. In our kit, we're sending you 25 pounds of organic red winter wheat, and that's nearly a year of high-potency wheatgrass juice. The book, Wheatgrass Nature's Finest Medicine, and our beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer. But most importantly, we are professional wheatgrass growers, and I am going to be your contact to walk you through the process of successfully growing your continuing self-supply of full-scale nutrition from pennies worth of grain. So call 1-877-MY-WHEAT or go to austinwheatgrass.com. Growing your own wheatgrass is not as easy as some would have you think, and we've learned this the hard way through 5 years of growing experience, and we're going to pass on to you our knowledge. Don't settle for anything less. Call me and get the real details. 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And as always, we thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I know that we have loaded phone lines. Brian, Roberta, Dave, Roger, John, many others. We're going to get to you here in just a second. But my whole point about this mass drugging is this is an admitted global plan to get us all dependent, to cognitively retard our psychological and spiritual development. And there's federal plans on this. And they target those that show leadership qualities in the public schools with these drugs. The school teachers, the nurses, the judges, they order people onto drugs. And it's wrong. And these are horrible drugs. And, again, I watch maybe an hour of television now a week, and all I see is drug ads. I mean, they're selling speed to adults. It's not just now that you've got attention deficit as an adult. Oh, you just don't feel good. Take the speed. At least they're being honest about it. But then the SWAT team will raid your house because you've got the illegal form of that exact same drug. And they'll talk about what a scourge it is all day. Look at this. Glaxo faces criminal action in UK over suicide pills, Paxil. And this is the headline out of the Times of London. Glaxo faces criminal action in Britain over suicide pills, as well as in New York, via Elliot Spitzer, the Attorney General. Glaxo may face prosecution over antidepressants, Reuters. But some drughead school teacher or some drughead principal, because the Department of Education mandates they do this, is going to order you to take vaccines full of mercury, order you to give your child these deadly drugs. I mean, come on, people. Let's go ahead. You know, they say, oh, abortion, we've got to keep it legal. You know, it's your body. But, oh, but you got to take the drugs when we say. Come on. Marine, we already talked to Marine. Brian in Colorado. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Alex. Did you happen to see what President Bush gave the Pope when he was over there a couple days ago?
I saw some photos of it.
Did you see the pentagram made out of diamond?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he handed it to him in that wood box. I caught a glimpse of it on mainstream news, you know, and then on the evening news they didn't show it. Thought that was kind of weird.
He gave him a pentagram with diamonds?
Yeah, a little pentagram, like a pentagram, you know, the Medal of Peace or Freedom, whatever they said it was.
Yeah, have you noticed the Medal of Honor and several of those medals are upside down stars?
Yeah,
I'm not bashing the Congressional Medal of Honor winners, folks. I'm just pointing out it's an upside down star.
That's what this was, and it was made out of diamonds, and it had a big red stone right in the center of it.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's photos of that on the web. Can somebody send that to me?
I don't have photos of it. I just caught a glimpse of it on the news.
No, I'm saying somebody, people out there.
Yeah.
Anything else on your mind?
Yeah. Have you seen the stone chair that the Pope goes and sits in Israel, where it's got the upside-down cross above the Pope's head, and he goes and sits there once a year, and all the other religions sit there and listen to what he has to say?
Yeah, they say that that's for one of the disciples who was crucified upside down. But,
really?
Yeah, but it's still pretty. Yeah, there's a Baptist church here in town. It's got an upside down cross. They go, oh, that's for the one of the saints.
What do you think about that? You think it's for the saint, or?
I think this stuff's hidden in plain view. Is what I think.
Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, it's not even hidden in plain view anymore. When most corporations have the all seeing eye as their symbol.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
yeah,
we've got. I mean, this month's National Geographic's got a satanic ritual at Bohemian Grove is one of their 100 vintage photos.
Yeah. Yeah, people are nuts, man.
They are. I appreciate the call, my friend. Good to hear from you, Brian. Roberta. Roberta, where are you calling us from?
Hello. I'm calling from Colorado.
Welcome.
Hi. Hey, listen, I phoned you before. This is the second time I've talked to you. And I kind of wanted to shift gears. You mentioned just a little bit ago about Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I've been reading a little bit about him, and he seems to be an up-and-coming person that they're grooming. And
yeah, meeting with Lord Rothschild, hanging out, yep. Working for Warren Buffett. Doesn't matter that he said that he loves Kirk Valtheim, doesn't care if he's a Nazi, doesn't matter if he screams at bodybuilding contests that black people are N-words.
He's tied to, I understand, his father and Karl Rove go back. From what I've read, I could be wrong on that.
No, I wasn't aware. His father was a Nazi police chief.
Right, right.
And then when his dad died, his mother married the former top Nazi of Austria.
Oh, boy.
The head of the Austrian parliament.
Well, listen, I wanted to, I don't know how far your sense of humor goes, but April 29th of 2004.
Yes.
He filed a lawsuit against a small Canton, Ohio firm.
Yeah, for the bobbleheads.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I saw the article.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's a public figure now, and you can make a bobblehead of anybody you want who's a public figure.
That's true, in public domain.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I wanted.
All right, well, good to hear from you. All right, thanks for the call. We'll be back with more calls and a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are debt concerns keeping you up at night? Do you feel like you work just to pay bills? Are you tired of those annoying calls from bill collectors? MoneyCares can customize a plan that will fit your needs and goals. The folks at MoneyCares know that one size does not fit all when it comes to resolving your finances, so they design a plan that works for you. MoneyCares has one goal, and that is to help you get out of debt in the quickest way possible, using a strategy that is right for you. Remember this number, 1-800-644-4615. That's 1-800-644-4615. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation. MoneyCares works for you, not the creditors. They'll help you get out of debt and avoid bankruptcy. You don't need to own a home to get help. This is not a loan program. They guarantee to offer the smartest, quickest way of getting out of debt. So call today, 1-800-644-4615, and get a fresh start.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Finally, a natural antibiotic breakthrough called Super Silver Solution. Developed and tested by scientists, doctors, major universities, and laboratories, making this the only patented silver product in the world that combines oxygen and silver. Super Silver Solution has been clinically proven to be at least 200 to 300% more effective in killing bacteria than any other colloidal silver on the market. Super Silver is not like any colloidal silver. It's next generation with a 100% money-back guarantee. Super Silver is the only silver product scientifically proven to kill bacteria like the drug-resistant staph, hepatitis B, eye, ear, sinus, and upper respiratory infections. Doctor recommended Super Silver is strong enough to kill anthrax, yet totally safe for everyday use by babies, children, adults, and even your pets. Call 1-800-974-1879 for a full info pack, including a 60-minute audio tape. That number again is 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Think of the arrogance for the Bush administration to have their internal memos saying we're allowed to torture people, we're above federal law. I mean, this is the attitude, this is the mindset, this is dictatorship. And then, of course, it's not just the planes that are going to get searched and where you don't have any Fourth Amendment. Now you see it's going to be the trains and then, oh, the bridges and, oh, the highways. And it has nothing to do with terrorism. It's about training you how to be a slave. Massachusetts Transit Authority plans random bag inspections, Bloomberg Financial. The Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, which serves the Boston area, will begin random stopping passengers. Will begin randomly stopping passengers and inspecting their bags to help thwart terrorist attacks in the first such initiative by a major U.S. transit system, said Joseph Carter, authority police chief. The police promptly, in large part, or the police policy prompted in large part by the March 11 terror train bombings in Madrid that killed 191 commuters, should be in place in time for the Democratic National Convention in Boston next month. If you look at most terrorist attacks, 50% involve public transportation, Carter said. The March attacks sent the message home to the vulnerability of public transportation to terrorist attacks. And the random searches will add to a campaign started in Boston last month and undertaken in other major U.S. cities, including New York, Washington, and Chicago, under which riders are encouraged to report unattended bags. And you get prison time if you do leave one, by the way. The authority already patrols its stations with 247 police officers and four teams of bomb-sniffing dogs. So, and it's all under federal control, they go on to say. And again, who are the terrorists? Who stands to gain from all of this? And I said, after, you know, a train bombing, it'll be the trains. Then it's the bridges. Then it's the schools. Then it's the, you know, oh, we had a mass shooting in a school. We got to turn the schools into prisons. What do mommy and daddy do? Do they own guns? It's for your safety. We have to know. And look at this article. WFTV, this is out of Florida. And it says, woman sentenced to bread and water for neglecting horses. Now, folks, I'm an animal lover, and I'm totally against neglecting animals or whatever. But, again, it's always, this person's a terrorist, we're going to take their rights. This person's a pedophile, the government claims. We're going to take their rights. This person has, you know, some other horrible crime, they allege. We're going to take their rights, not give them due process. And then, yeah, get them. But then it's going to be you next week. Next month, next year, your son, your daughter. So listen to this. Woman sentenced to bread and water for neglecting horses. It says a woman convicted of starving her two horses was sentenced to 30 days in jail. The first 3 days on bread and water. She's going to get more than her horses got, Judge Mike Peters said Monday. He also ordered that enlarged photos of the famished horses be posted on the wall of Melissa Dawn Sweeney's cell as a reminder of what she did. Sweeney, 28, a former stable worker, was convicted Friday. Prosecutors said she left the horses outside her mobile home without food or shelter for more than 4 months because she was too lazy to care for them. One horse was later destroyed. The other was adopted. Sweeney blamed the animals' poor condition on their advanced age. What are they, 35 years old? Because then a horse really can eat. Their teeth wear out and they do shrivel up and die, but probably not true. There's a lot of trash out there. But the point is, I know people who own horses that are fat and healthy, and they're politically incorrect, so they get the little visits. And we have to inspect your horses. Sign here that we're allowed to do that. And you know, I've seen the horses. They're stumbling around so fat they're about to fall over. That's here in Austin. This is in Florida. But cruel and unusual punishment, folks. Oh, now we're going to punish you by what you eat. Now we're going to punish you by what you have to look at. You see, that's... two wrongs don't make a right. If somebody tortures someone, you don't torture them. Of course, that's what our founding fathers said. You know, they're evil liberals. So, interesting article, but that shows where we're going. Cities say no to the Patriot Act. And this is out of Wired News. In the past 2 years, more than 300 cities and four states have passed resolutions. It's over 400, folks. On Congress to repeal or change parts of the USA Patriot Act, activists say. Volatile constitutional rights such as free speech and freedom from unreasonable search and seizure. Barring that, the resolutions declare that their communities will uphold the constitutional rights of the residents should federal law enforcement agencies come knocking on the door of local authorities for assistance in tracking residents. This means local authorities will insist on complying with federal orders only in ways that do not violate constitutional rights. The resolutions are not binding, however, and do not affect the federal government's actions. The national movement was launched in 2001 by the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. I don't like to toot my own horn, folks. This was all my idea. An organization led by activist Nancy Talanine, her first lobbied her community, Northampton, Mass., a town of 30,000 people, to stand against an act in November 2001 when few people had heard about the legislation. And it says 2 years later, 322 municipalities in four states, Alaska, Hawaii, Maine, and Vermont, have Patriot Act resolutions. Again, I counted them up 6, 7, 8, 9 months ago. It was a long time. It was over 400 cities and towns, but they just count cities, so they say 322, but it's a lot more than that now. It's well over 400. But finally, here's an article that doesn't say 125, 152, 191. I mean, the last Associated Press article I said said upwards of 200. You know, they just won't report the real numbers. But finally, Wired News has put out 322. 322 and four states. And, all right, let's go ahead and take some calls. But that is good news. But the globalists will just blow stuff up and say, oh, you didn't go along with the Patriot Act. It's all your fault. Give us all your freedoms. That's what the terrorists always get to do and impose as our saviors. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Maine. Dave, welcome.
Well, hello, Alex. It's been a long time since we spoke, but I thought I'd just check in and get you up to speed on some of the new information that I've discovered, and that is...
Well, first off, let me ask you a question. I saw your local Maine newspaper with photos of George Bush saying Reagan helped bring in the New World Order, and it said that he said it on television. Did you see that in Maine?
No, I make it a habit not to read the local newspaper because it gives me chest pains. But as a side note, and this is one I called for, but a local newspaper here went out of business in January because the owner was retiring and nobody purchased it. And now I am the editor-publisher.
So, oh, really?
So, yes. So I am the chief cook and bottle washer, as it were, for a local paper up here. And
what's the name of the newspaper?
It is going to be called the Fort Fairfield Journal. It is in northern Maine. And we just...
Are you going to launch a website?
It's already out there.
Oh, really? What's the website?
It is www.mainemediaresources.com.
Well, that's great.
Yep. So we're taking a little bit of ground back. But what I really called you for was the 2004 DVD re-release of The Running Man has two documentary films on it that didn't occur with the original movie. One is called Lockdown on Main Street, and it is an analysis of the post-911 era. They discuss DARPA. They discuss total information awareness. They discuss the FBI and George Bush and John Ashcroft and how they've circled the wagons around us and are locking us in. And it's about a 20-minute expose.
And they just come right out and say that...
The director and producer of The Running Man are interviewed in it, plus many other people. It's like a public television format. Very soft, very quiet.
Are they happy about the police?
Oh, they hate it. No, they hate it. It's disgusting, and it is definitely... It would be like one of your videos on slow speed. Just calm, relaxed, but you know what? You're losing your freedoms.
Well, if you watch The Running Man, that's exactly the world we're living in.
Exactly.
The government carries out the terror attacks, blames it on innocent people, has giant private FEMA camps. The media is the government, the fake newscast, all of it.
Right, I got the video because or the DVD because I was just curious how they would treat lockdown on Main Street, and they're saying everything you're saying, only in a public television style format. But they end it with, "This is terrible. This is crazy. This is insane." And I think it's a very good documentary to help help advance our ball downfield. Now, they do another documentary called The Game Theory, which is a discussion of the reality shows that are on television today. And because The Running Man was a, quote, reality game show in the movie. And they interviewed producers of various reality shows, and they had one girl on who was a past contestant from The Survivor show on CBS, and what she said segues in really well with what you were talking about the bottom of this past half hour, where they're trying to, with the drugs, beat the men down, beat the leaders down, and beat down everybody who shows any kind of leadership qualities or ability. And one statement she made in this Game Theory documentary was where the leaders on the island in Survivor are getting kicked off first, and she said the alpha male leadership qualities aren't that popular anymore. And I thought to myself, isn't that interesting? They're out there.
Well, that's because the big alpha males, and in mammals do this, you know, a grizzly bear will go and eat the male baby but
right.
Leave the female.
Right. Well, I think the societal engineering going on there was, since the goggly-eyed TV viewers are watching this and believing everything they see on Survivor and thinking, oh, this is the way it is, where they see the strong leadership, dominant, whether it's male or female, excelling, getting ahead, getting things done, taking charge, when they see that person is now ostracized, then they perceive that as reality, And that's the way it's going.
And that's
to be
so the really powerful alpha males won't have any competition.
Exactly. And so then all we have
and that's what I said on Coast to Coast. You know, what's the New World Order all about? It's about ending competition for the elite. They've got the monopoly now. They want to dumb us down, drug us out, get us under control.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have the federal plans. They're public. Where they want to drug all the leadership males.
And that's also discussed in a little booklet that Roy Masters put out. You had him on a while back about it. It's called the Brainwashing, a Synthesis of the Russian Textbook of Psychopolitics.
Yeah, well, you're a great caller. You're a great caller. I got a bunch I got to go to here, but this is the type of call I like. But the thing I wanted to bring up first to you, Dave, is that what is the name of the new Running Man DVD? Because I want to get a copy.
Okay, it is just labeled The Running Man, and it's the original movie. They just re-released it, but with these two documentaries appended into it. And it's like $20, and you can get it anywhere.
Well, I'm going to go out and get one immediately.
The 2004. Make sure it's the 2004 release.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Interesting call. Let's talk to Roger. Roger in Missouri. Go ahead, Roger.
Good afternoon, Alex. I just wondered if anybody else had seen the same little buried article that I saw in the Kansas City Star yesterday. It says 5 cents a gallon for gas, only for a Rocky. And to excerpt.
Yeah, I did. I did see it, yeah.
You know, that's just enough, and it goes on. It says where they're paying a dollar. Halliburton is using taxpayers' dollars to buy gas at $1.50 a gallon in neighboring countries and then deliver it. And at what cost to America? I mean, they could be charging $35 per gallon per mile, and we wouldn't know it. And today on the front page, they run, oh, what a sad time this is for the average working person in the Kansas City area.
Oh, but the mainstream media says that the economy is just wonderful.
Yeah, if you work for Halliburton and you've got a $160,000 a year truck driver with the National Guard units over there providing security, so you can take a tank of gas from Saudi Arabia to Baghdad, that works out pretty good, doesn't it?
They do. They get a let's be honest, $90,000 to $180,000, depending on what job it is. But yeah, a truck driver's getting $120,000.
Yeah. So anyway, I'd like to see if more people would look at that and go to the AP article. It's probably on there. It's a new.
I actually have it here in the stack.
Okay. Well, post it on there, and then because this needs to be a congressional investigation into this one. And or either that, or I can't wait till Halliburton opens one in my area.
Well, this actually came out months ago. That the gas is paid for by the Pentagon, Halliburton gets it, and then sells it, and they actually sell it to the military for about $3 a gallon, $2.50 to $3 a gallon, and then to beat all the competition, the other few private gas stations, I didn't see 5 cents, it said 10 to 15 cents a gallon adjusted, so no one can compete with them. And that's the point. None of this is free market. It's mafia.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like the mafia would steal a trainload of whiskey, and then own their own liquor stores where they sold it for 10% of their competition, and suddenly they owned all liquor stores, and then they could charge five times what it was before. See, this is how monopoly works. That's what Walmart in China is about, is destroying all competition. Then they can jack the prices up through the roof. That's what grabbing Iraq was about, not getting the oil, but stopping the oil from being shipped out to then artificially increase prices.
Exactly, which time America woke up and found out those facts. Either that, or I can't wait till Halliburton opens a station in my neighborhood so I can get that, because based upon today's prices.
Well, this is how it works. Halliburton gets the government to pay for the gas, then sells it for at least double the price to the military, and then sells it to the Iraqi people for almost nothing to go after competition.
I understand that, but if they'd open one here, I could use a $1.80 a gallon discount based on average price in my area.
I hear you, man. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's a great call. I know. It's bad. It's bad. John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, the absurdity of the media pretending to believe that this CIA agent, who's also a terrorist who blows up movie houses and car bombs, is somehow an indicator of giving democracy to Iraq. It's so absurd on his face, I think it shows the total control of the media. You know, I'm on the left, and the fake liberals pretend to believe that the UN is going to give some kind of alternative to this military-industrial control.
Well, John, let me stop you. You've been calling for years. And did you not hear me 2 years ago say that we're going to go in, take the blame as the bad cop owned by the same military-industrial complex, then the UN will come in as the savior?
Well, that's true, but I think I also have to say that people like myself on the left realize that. And for instance, the workers' org, I was just reading on their site this sentence: the French imperialists, along with the German and Russians, are not concerned with whether Iraqis are free of foreign colonial occupations and dominations. On the contrary, they're only concerned with whether or not the puppet regime will share the oil and other loot and bounty from the war. And I think that's exactly what's going on here. And I tried to call NPR about 2 weeks ago to bring some of this out. I was getting towards the point of trying to point out the prior knowledge of the Bush administration and its involvement in 9/11. I didn't get that far when they started to see where I was going, but I did point out the only difference between Kerry and Bush is that he wanted to bribe and blackmail a few more Security Council bureaucrats to go along with this rape of Iraq and this attack on Iraq. And when I started to get around to the part about prior knowledge, Diane Reams realized where I was going and got kind of agitated and cut me off. And I think the reason for that is that NPR's chairman, Kevin Close, is a former director of all CIA foreign radio propaganda.
Yeah, I know. It's domestic propaganda. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Final calls, then get your pens and paper ready, because if you want to wake people up, I got the tools to do it, and I hope you'll get them and take action, my friends. John in Texas, then Jules in Oregon, that'll be it. John, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, isn't $100 billion going into the Federal Reserve Bank every day from the Iraqi oil?
It's actually a lot more than that, but yeah, a lot of the
And the tap's been opened to ship oil directly to Israel from Iraq, hasn't it?
Yeah, the Haifa pipeline, and yeah, that's about it. The rest of the oil is just going to be kept there in the ground. That then jacks up global oil prices.
Didn't you say you had a further comment on Fahrenheit 9-1-1?
Yeah, I meant to get to that. But,
development? Okay. Well, then
I mean, really what it does, I'll have to elaborate more on it tomorrow.
Okay, I have one other comment. It may be propaganda, but 3 years ago on Coast to Coast, they had a guest on there with a book, The Comet of Nostradamus, and he predicts a comet in August of 2004 to hit around the Greece area, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, Nostradamus' quatrains, lots of them are frauds. People mistranslate them. I don't believe in it, and you can twist them into whatever you want to believe. Thanks for the call. And, yes, I meant to get to that, and I will do that tomorrow. I routinely do this where I say I'll cover something and I don't. I told people last week, 2 weeks ago, thanks for the call, I told them, no comet's going to hit us the 20th. It's made up. And it turned out it was all disinfo. And if we could just focus in on the FEMA camps, the foreign troops, the cancer viruses and the vaccines, the drugging of our youth, that's real stuff we can prove. Jules in Oregon. Jules, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Fine.
I wanted to know about, is it possible, could you tell me how I can get hold of All Fall Down and The Inside of the two books you were talking about? And I just wanted to say that the UN publishes a listing on land with the natural resources highlighted here in the United States. And last but not least, the American Enterprise Institute in mid-April had a seminar, all-day seminar that was on C-SPAN, and they was talking about how they was going to chase, as you say it, Al-Qaeda into Africa. But at the end of the show, at the end of the day, they had a four-star general who was actually orchestrating everything from the background, was explaining how where all the natural resources was in Africa and how the best oil in the world is found in Africa, which is called...
yeah, they openly have some... They openly, thanks for the call. They openly have symposiums and go, Al-Qaeda's going to go here, and that's good because we got resources we can grab while we do it. And you must have been hearing a different radio show because I don't know those books you mentioned. That happens a lot. People call in, hear one show, think it's my show. So I'm not sure what you're talking about with those books, but that is interesting, sir. Yes, Al-Qaeda, always there to give the globalists the pretext to take over sovereign countries and bring in total enslavement. Got some big guests coming up later this week. Be sure and join us, and I'll be back tonight from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time as well, so be sure and join us. I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book, carry a lot of other great books and videos and books on tape and pro-Second Amendment T-shirts and bumper stickers. They're all available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or you can simply write to me to get the videos or books at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, both those films cover who really carried out September 11th. And I cannot stress how important it is that all of you get these videos and make copies of them. And through the grassroots, we are unstoppable. People are ripe to know the truth. They know stuff's going on. Get the videos. Make the copies. Get them out to people. Call toll-free to get them. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of my films. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order via our secure, safe shopping cart. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Sign up for that today. It's amazing. Again, thanks to all the callers, the affiliates, the folks running the show, the listeners, our sponsors, and number one, to God. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs.
The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.